he told his own followers to give up their material possessions and follow his way.
I see.
But you see, it's not enough to speak of such philosophical wisdom and then never apply it to actual life. You can see this by examining the records of history. Evil that has resulted in this lust for riches, for things, yeah. The subjugation of all India, for example.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, one of the most amazing aspects of this whole social drama was that, in a strict sense, it had not been the British Crown which ruled India for so long a time. It was a commercial firm, the East India Company. In 1599, Queen Elizabeth granted a charter to that company to open up trade with the East Indies.
Now, that's amazing. I'd never quite grasped that point before. Do you mean to say it was as if today some large American corporation, say General Motors or Gulf and Western, rather than the United States itself, simply took over a foreign country?
Aye, that was precisely the case. It was not until 1858 that Queen Victoria transferred the entire subcontinent from the hands of that commercial enterprise to the royal crown.
Yes, my friends, the East India Company had quite literally stolen my country from my people.
Oh, shocking. Just shocking.
Yes, but Mrs. Sanger was interrupted earlier when she was about to explain her theory.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You had started to tell us, I think, of the seven situations in which you thought
had,
this control
yes,
was
I
called.
Yes, I had indeed. Mr. Gandhi, would you like to follow along with us? Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to follow along with the pamphlets I handed out a little bit earlier to you, I believe that birth control should be practiced for the following reasons. One, when either the husband or wife has a transmittable disease such as epilepsy, syphilis, or certain forms of insanity. Two, when the wife suffers from a serious affliction of the lungs, the heart, or the kidneys, the cure of which might be retarded by her pregnancy. Three, when the parents have already had subnormal children. Four, when the husband, wife, or both are teenagers.
Pardon me, but if adolescents are determined to get married, you wouldn't prevent them, would
you? Oh, no, of course not. But certainly parenthood should be postponed until the 23rd year of the boy or the 22nd birthday of the girl. Fifth.
Pardon me again for interrupting you.
Yes.
Mr. Gandhi, exactly how old were you when you got married?
13, sir, but Mrs. Sanger's right, and my early marriage was a mistake.
13.